But immediately she turned sharply from the window and, leaning forward, tapped on the front glass. "I want to get one of those dogs," she said earnestly. "I want to get one for the apartment. They're nice to have, a dog." We backed up to a gray old man who bore an absurd resemblance to John D. Rockefeller. In a basket swung from his neck cowered a dozen very recent puppies of an indeterminate breed. "What kind are they?" asked Mrs. Wilson eagerly as he came to the taxi window.
"All kinds. What kind do you want, lady?"
"I'd like to get one of those police dogs. I don't suppose you got that kind." The man peered doubtfully into the basket, plunged in his hand, and drew one up, wriggling by the back of the neck.
"That's no police dog," said Tom. "No, it's not exactly a police dog," said the man with disappointment in his voice. "It's more of an Airedale."
He passed his hand over the brown wash-rag of a back.
"Look at that coat, some coat. That's a dog'll never bother you with catching cold."
"I think it's cute," said Mrs. Wilson enthusiastically. "How much is it?"
"That dog," he looked at it admiringly, "that dog will cost you $10.
The Airedale, undoubtedly there was an Airedale concerned in it somewhere, though its feet were startlingly white, changed hands and settled down into Mrs. Wilson's lap, where she fondled the weatherproof coat with rapture.
"Is it a boy or a girl?" she asked delicately.
"That dog? That dog's a boy." "It's a bitch," said Tom decisively. "Here's your money. Go and buy 10 more dogs with it."
We drove over to Fifth Avenue, so warm and soft, almost pastoral on the summer Sunday afternoon, that I wouldn't have been surprised to see a great flock of white sheep turn the corner. "Hold on," I said. "I have to leave you here."
"No, you don't," interposed Tom quickly. "Myrtle'll be hurt if you don't come up to the apartment, won't you, Myrtle?"
"Come on," she urged. "I'll telephone my sister, Catherine. She's said to be very beautiful by people who ought to know." "Well, I'd like to, but we went on, cutting back again over the park toward the West Hundreds. At 158th Street, the cab stopped at one slice in a long white cake of apartment houses. Throwing a regal, homecoming glance around the neighborhood, Mrs. Wilson gathered up her dog and her other purchases and went haughtily in.
"I'm going to have the McKees come up," she announced as we rose in the elevator, "and of course I got to call up my sister, too."
The apartment was on the top floor. A small living room, a small dining room, a small bedroom, and a bath. The living room was crowded to the doors with a set of tapestried furniture entirely too large for it, so that to move about was to stumble continually over scenes of ladies swinging in the gardens of Versailles. The only picture was an over-enlarged photograph, apparently a hen sitting on a blurred rock. Looked at from a distance, however, the hen resolved itself into a bonnet, and the countenance of a stout old lady beamed down into the room. Several old copies of Town Tattle lay on the table, together with a copy of Simon Called Peter and some of the small scandal magazines of Broadway. Mrs. Wilson was first concerned with the dog. A reluctant elevator boy went for a boxful of straw and some milk, to which he added, on his own initiative, a tin of large, hard dog biscuits, one of which decomposed apathetically in the saucer of milk all afternoon. Meanwhile, Tom brought out a bottle of whiskey from a locked bureau door. I have been drunk just twice in my life, and the second time was that afternoon. So everything that happened has a dim, hazy cast over it, although until after 8 o'clock the apartment was full of cheerful sun. Sitting on Tom's lap, Mrs. Wilson called up several people on the telephone. Then there were no cigarettes, and I went out to buy some at the drugstore on the corner. When I came back, they had disappeared, so I sat down discreetly in the living room and read a chapter of Simon Called Peter. Either it was terrible stuff or the whiskey distorted things, because it didn't make any sense to me.